time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 60. Tonight, clear with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Coin Club held its 49th annual coin show and auction this past Sunday at Northside Grade School. The show was dedicated to Jim Thompson, who has been a director of the club for many years. Two $500 scholarships were given to John M. Jones and Shayla Miller at the show as well. Jones is working toward his associate's degree in science and arts and plans to work towards a bachelor's in forestry. Miller is set to graduate this year from Frontier Community College with an associate's in science and arts. Club officer Roberta Marshall also says the winner of the 1928 $2.50 gold Indian was Dylan Titzer. Ashley Anderson was the winner of the event's penny stacking contest. More news next.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 43-year-old Charleston resident Barnabas C.J. McGill was arrested on a charge of defrauding a drug test. He was lodged in the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 25-year-old McLeansboro resident Chelsea J. Webb was arrested on a Wayne County warrant for aggravated battery. She was lodged in the jail, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. 31-year-old Fairfield resident Nicole R. Parker was booked on a Wayne County warrant for deceptive practices. She was held in the jail, pending the posting of $770 bond. 47-year-old Sims resident Tracy J. Barber was booked on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a revoked license. She was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $595 bond. The West Salem Development Association has finalized plans for its annual Halloween activities, which will be held next Saturday on the West Salem Square. Judging for the annual costume contest will begin at 5 o'clock, and it will be held at the bandstand. No registration is required. The contest is open to all ages, but participants may enter in only one category: ages 3 and under, 4 to 5 years old, 6 to 7, 8 to 9, 10 to 12, 13 and up, couples, and groups. Cash prizes will be awarded to the winners in each category, and all participants will receive a treat. Trunk or treating will then be held on the square beginning at 6. People are encouraged to decorate their vehicles, and an overall winner for Best Decorated Vehicle will receive $25. Village-wide trick-or-treating will also be held that evening. The festivities are sponsored by First National Bank, the West Salem Development Association, and Citizens National Bank. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has proposed two options for a Chicago casino. The first calls for one owned by the city and the state, and the other calls for a privately owned casino. Lightfoot said both would require lawmakers to approve taxes lower than those written into expanded gambling legislation enacted earlier this year. A study by Las Vegas-based Union Gaming determined that, with an effective tax rate of 72% plus fees, no developer could secure financing for construction of a casino. Democratic State Representative Greg Harris says Lightfoot will have a hard time getting a tax change. He says the tax structure for a Chicago casino is part of a package for existing casinos and six new ones. In other casino matters, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration recently said it will not sell state-owned land in a Chicago suburb to further development of a proposed combined racetrack and casino. That land was floated for development by video gambling entrepreneur Rick Heidner and Hawthorne Racecourse general manager Tim Carey. It was revealed last week that FBI agents went looking for items related to Heidner and his video gambling company Gold Rush Gaming last month when they searched the Springfield office of State Senator Martin Sandoval. Heidner appeared at an Illinois Racing Board meeting yesterday and asserted he is not, quote, a mob affiliate. He hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing. State Representative Darren Bailey said earlier today on the Community Connection that some counties have had a tougher time than usual in the Farm Bureau Adopt a Legislator program, where farmers and lawmakers visit other portions of the state. However, in a positive development for the area, Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says he has received a commitment from 25th District Representative Curtis Tarver to come to Wayne and White counties on November 7th and 8th. He also says that Lawrence County will have 4th District Representative Delia Ramirez come for a visit on the 4th and 5th. Anderson says northern lawmakers are making a commitment to come to the state's southern areas, and he says the Farm Bureau is seeing success in its legislator exchange program. In other state matters, Bailey gave his opinion on the recent news that a mine and coal processing facility in Saline County is expected to close in mid-December due to, quote, uneconomic mining conditions.
We've got the people in Chicago, they look at our, these natural resources we have with oil and coal, and even, natural gas is going to be on the target one of these days, and they want that gone. They literally want it gone. We addressed, we had those bills come up. We have the Green New Deal for Illinois and calls for, 25% or 30% less emissions by 2030 and emission-free by 2050. I mean, it's not going to happen, but the problem is, when we get to that point and we realize that it can't happen, well, that's when we're going to be buying our coal and our oil and our natural gas from neighboring states instead of producing our jobs here. That's the fight. That's the battle. That's the that's what we're expressing in Springfield, because the technology for the wind and solar, it just simply does not exist right now. I have no problem working towards that, but we know that it's just not going to happen anytime soon, so we're cutting our nose off to spite our face.
The mine closing would impact roughly 225 workers. Peabody announced on Monday the closure of the Arklar complex, which includes the Wildcat Hills mine and a nearby coal processing facility. The complex has operated for more than 20 years, and the mine has been open since 2006. Work has begun on the deep-cut bridge at the south edge of Albion on State Route 130. Workers will replace a portion of the bridge, and a series of stoplights has been installed due to a one-lane roadway. Motorists can bypass it entirely by taking Industrial Drive, just south of the bridge. Those interested in entering the Veterans Day Parade in Fairfield are being asked to notify parade organizers now. The parade is set for Saturday, November 9th, in downtown Fairfield. Anyone looking to enter should contact Clifford Reaver at 516-3111. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic next Wednesday. The celebration will last from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Grayville Clinic, located at 319 West Commerce Street. FMH Administration invites the public to join the staff for the event. Visitors will be able to tour the modern exam rooms and meet with staff members that work at the Grayville Clinic. Light refreshments will be served, and several door prizes from local businesses and one grand prize will be given away. Drawings for the prizes will be held at 5, but people do not have to be present to win. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams says the celebration is the hospital's way of thanking the community and patients for their support of the clinic. She says the reception the clinic has received has been a blessing, and FMH looks forward to continuing to offer its services to Grayville and the surrounding communities. Farmers are still waiting for crops to mature, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
73% of corn is mature, and just 23% has been harvested so far. That compares to about 59% normally. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says 44% of corn is rated in good to excellent condition. Looking at soybeans,
the Illinois soybean crop was dropping leaves on 80% of acres compared to 96 last year and 94 for the five-year average. 27% of acres are now harvested compared to 55 normally.
43% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition, unchanged from last week. The third cutting of alfalfa is nearly complete, and average statewide topsoil moisture stands at 4% very short, 13% short, 69% adequate, and 14% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Name recognition for automaker Rivian might be low for now, but the startup has been making big moves over the past few months. Amazon recently announced that they plan to buy 100,000 Rivian electric delivery trucks, and those trucks are going to be built at the company's Bloomington Normal site at the old Mitsubishi plant. Rivian held an open house on Sunday showcasing the technology and vehicles that are about 1 year away. Governor J.B. Pritzker says seeing is believing.
I'm thrilled, though, also for the people of Normal and for Illinois, that we have manufacturing that's reviving in our state, and this is advanced manufacturing with an advanced vehicle that's the leader in the world.
Governor Pritzker also said that he would like to be there when the first Rivian vehicle rolls off the assembly line. The Illinois Department of Transportation reports 121 deer vehicle wrecks occurred in Wayne County last year, and more than 15,600 occurred statewide. The data was released in an effort to warn drivers to be alert for deer on roadways during their mating season. IDOT says the first instinct when meeting a deer on the road is to swerve, but that could cause a loss of control and an increase in a crash's severity. IDOT Secretary Omer Osman says people need to be aware of their surroundings and should watch roadsides for deer eyes reflected in headlights. He also says people should prepare for the unexpected, as deer travel in groups and could stop in a roadway. Again, he says if a collision is inevitable, drivers should make an effort to avoid swerving, especially into a lane with oncoming traffic. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's time again for the Autumn Vendor Show at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals this Saturday, October 19th from 9 to 4. Come see 23 vendors with the new vendors like Rookery's Nest Homemade Soaps, 10 AM Junkyard Art, The Primitives by Brian, Kelsey Signs, Amy's Lighted Wine Bottles, Food by Big Boy Catering, Sweet Tea and Jesus, Arlita and Jamie's Homemade Cinnamon Rolls. You can't go wrong. Steph's Coffee Shop's Autumn Vendor Show this Saturday, October 19th in Mill Shoals. See you there.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 52. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,015, down 9. The NASDAQ is at 8,116, down 32. November crude oil is at $53.55. That is up 74 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Wayne City resident Alberta Lucretia Stark died at 10:52 a.m. on Friday at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a member of the Church of God. Alberta Stark is survived by her husband, Ralph, daughters Donna Ratcliffe of Wayne City and Peggy Hawthorne of Ramsey, 3 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and 2 step-great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Alberta Stark will be held at noon on Thursday, tomorrow, at Cisney Cemetery. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to Ralph Stark to help with funeral expenses. Envelopes will be available at the cemetery or at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies and a high today of 60. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 35 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 62. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 68 and low of 45. Scattered showers are possible on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 70 and low of 48. Then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 75 with a low of 58.